In any field, wherever there is a question of finding out the ultimate, you arrive at a philosophical idea of it. There can be a philosophy of society, which is social philosophy. There can be society of politics, the philosophy of politics, the ultimate of politics. And the knowledge of ultimate of politics will give you political philosophy. What is the ultimate meaning of life? It gives you philosophy of life. What is the philosophy of human conduct? That gives you ethical philosophy, moral philosophy. But if you ask the question, what is the ultimate of all ultimates? That is to say, the ultimate not only of society, not only of politics, not only of human conduct, but ultimate of the entirety of the universe. So study of the entirety of the universe, entirety of all that is, or that can be known, that can be perceived, that can be experienced, whatever. Is ultimately understood in terms of ontology. The ultimate being. Now, as I said yesterday, in philosophy there are no assumptions. So even to assume that there is an ultimate entity, even that can be questioned by philosophy. Is there really anything like essence? Or it is simply a fiction of the mind? That is also the ontological question. So, definition of philosophy would be the study of the ultimate, if such a thing exists. It is not study of the ultimate, because that will be also kind of dogma. If there is an ultimate, and the study of the ultimate is philosophy or ontology. The study of an ultimate, if such an ultimate exists, that is the purest definition of philosophy. Now, when you have to study the ultimate, if it exists, ultimate of what? Ultimate of all the facts. And there are two categories of facts in the world. All the facts can be summarized under two categories. Physical facts and psychological facts. So philosophy would mean a study of what is the essential significance of all the facts, physical and psychological, and their relationship with the ultimate, if such an ultimate exists. The relationship between all the facts and the ultimate, if such an ultimate exists, gives you a further step in the definition of philosophy. Relationship between facts and the ultimate essence. The relationship, in technical terms, gives you the notion of logic. If you examine the word logic, to many people the word logic as a science gives you a great fright because it's a real difficult subject. But basically, logic is a very simple thing. If you write an essay in which there are statements made haphazard, and it is presented to you, one sentence belongs to the field of biology, unconnected with it there is a statement from physics, another statement from psychology. If I say, for example, I do not like cheese, moon has arisen. I make these two statements. I do not like cheese, look, moon has arisen. A statement of this kind, you will immediately say, what is logic in it? In other words, you see there is no relationship between the two. When you try to establish relationships, then you enter into the field of logic. Study of relationships between things and relationships between ideas, and essential relationships, there are many relationships, but essential relationships between things and ideas is what is called logic. There are some relationships which are inevitable. Wherever there are qualities, there are substances, always. No qualities can be hanging, as it were. All qualities are rooted in substances. Therefore, there is an inevitable relationship between substance and the quality. There are some other relationships which may seem to be inevitable, but which are not. Relationship between uncle and nephew. There can't be uncle without a nephew, there can't be nephew without an uncle. The two are inevitable with each other. But the man called nephew and the man called uncle can exist without being a nephew or without being an uncle. So, this relationship is not of the first kind, where substance and qualities are interrelated inevitably. Here there is some kind of relationship, but not absolutely binding. Existence of uncle as an uncle may require an existence of a nephew as a nephew. Existence of the man called uncle can exist without the existence of the man called nephew. These are very simple examples to show that there are varieties of relationships. Relationships of dependence, relationship of reciprocity, one related to the other, and both are equally related to each other, reciprocity. In the relationship of dependence, there may not be reciprocal dependence. One may be independent and the other may be dependent. Not that both are dependent upon each other. Therefore, relationship of dependence is not reciprocal relationship. But there are other relationships which are reciprocal. There are consistent relationships. Relationships in which the two objects don't collide with each other. So they are consistent. We know many colors. Some colors are consistent with each other, but some colors are not consistent with each other. They don't gel together. There are contrary relations. There is always a relationship of such a nature when X exists, Y cannot exist. Or can exist but a little far distant, not related. It is contrary relationship. The two cannot subsist together. Then there are contradictory relationships. relationships of such a nature that if X is true, Y must be false. If you are in Auroville, you can't be at the same time in Bombay. The two statements, if I say I am in Auroville, I am at the same time in Bombay, the two statements are contradictory of each other. One must be true, other must be false. A detailed study of various kinds of relationships, their inevitabilities, their various shades of relationships, is fundamentally the study of logic. Law, for example, is supposed to be one of the best means of application of logic. Because in law, law is a study of ideal relationships. And in the field of law, the exposition has to be logical in the sense that you start with the highest universal and then go on applying it to the minutest details. And a good lawyer is one who has this great logical sense, so that he can move from universal to particular and from particular to universal with the right rhythm of relationships. This study of logic is therefore regarded as a very important element of philosophy. That is because philosophy studies facts, physical facts and psychological facts, not in the way in which science studies them, but in search of the significance of these facts. This word significance is very important. Science does not study the significance of the facts. It studies facts as they are. But significance of facts, what is the meaning of facts, what is the importance of the facts, the relative importance of facts, this significance of facts, and this significance is very much dependent upon the relationship they may have with ultimate reality, if it so exists.